This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver public schools may be underserving the mental health needs of students of color. Only 5% of school psychologists in the district speak Spanish, and only 7% identify as Latino. Delta High School history teacher Janet Damon says students can't get the help they might need.
A lot of people not only cannot find a therapist who may speak Spanish, also just finding someone who understands cultural pressures, cultural barriers, and sometimes coping and dealing with racism also erodes mental health for people of color when they're experiencing microaggressions, bias based on their identities.
Damon says students of color also experience stigmas around mental health and mental health services. A student at Colorado State University Pueblo has won a national music championship for playing the fiddle. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
Avia Ryan is a nursing major at CSU Pueblo. She says it feels a little surreal to win the Walnut Valley Festival's annual Old Time Fiddle Contest in Kansas.
It was definitely a surprise going in because that was my first time at the contest, and so I didn't really know what to expect.
Previous winners have gone on to successful musical careers, notably Alison Krauss, who won the 1984 Fiddle Championship. Ryan began as a classical pianist and viola player, but she was drawn to the fiddle 5 years ago.
It's truly joyful music, joyful and bouncy and dance-like, and I really love that about it.
For winning, Ryan took home a carbon fiber fiddle. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Baristas at a Starbucks in Breckenridge have voted to unionize. That's now the 9th location in the state to organize. The vote comes as other Colorado stores prepare to negotiate their first contracts with the coffee company. The workers' union has accused the company of ramping up anti-union activity ahead of contract talks, including closing a Starbucks in Colorado Springs, where workers voted to unionize. This is CPR News and KRCC.